United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming. First up on the agenda tonight is acknowledgement, tenure acknowledgement.
Yes, I'd ask to amend the agenda so that we, before we celebrate with the acknowledgement, we actually put the candidates up for a vote so that we could have cake after we accept them as candidates.
Makes sense.
Motion?
So moved.
Motion's made.
Second.
Second by John. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
So now we're going to move to approval of tenure recommendation. Let me just say that tenure is, in school districts, is a very important matter. It's taken very seriously. There's a lot of feelings out there in the public, some wrong, some correct, in regards to tenure. The idea of tenure behind tenure was many moons ago, when Nancy just started, no, before Nancy started. Tenure was put in place to protect educators, good educators, from rogue board members, rogue administrators that just weren't happy with something they may have done to their own child or their student, didn't get the accolades maybe they should have by the teacher. And so that was put in place to protect good teachers. It's taken a lot of criticism, like I've said, in the public, but we still adhere by the tenure regulations. And I can tell you that our teaching staff, and I know this to be in many school districts, and especially in this one, which I've done the research, the application process, we siphoned through and filtered through hundreds, dozens, hundreds, and sometimes even multiple hundreds of applicants for a position. They get brought in and they have an interview. The interview process then leads to a mock lesson. After the mock lesson, there's a second interview with the superintendent and personnel. And then those people are brought to the Board of Education. Throughout their first year, they have to have a mentor by New York State law to make sure that they are acclimated to the culture of the school district and the community, that they are up to speed in pedagogy and their teaching practices, and instruction and curriculum, knowledge of the students, any state education laws and regulations, and Board of Ed policies. From that, there are multiple evaluations, as many of you have heard about the APPR, or the Annual Professional Performance Review, which is rigorous. There is accountability in it, tied into test scores, as we know. But there's also observations and evaluations done by administrators annually and really on a daily basis. That happens often throughout the year. The third year, there's even a further evaluation of these candidates that they're presented to the Board of Education with their history, educational history, and their career history. The Board of Ed takes it very seriously, asks some very pointed questions, things they may have heard out in the public, or things that they just know educationally to be sound. And the administrators have to respond to those based upon those candidates. So it's a very rigorous process. I can tell you that it doesn't end once you get tenure. The accountability in New York State is high. The accountability in Weebatuck, as directed by the Board of Education Administration, continues to be high and strong. And we need to make sure that we hold our teachers accountable, support them 100% so that they can be the best they can be, so that they work every day with our students and help our students to be successful in whatever avenue they may choose. So tenure is taken very seriously here. It's not just given just because of the day that it is. It's something that is a process, and I want to make that clear to the board and to the public before we vote on these two fine people who have going through those hurdles and the rigor that I just explained. So with that, I present the resolution to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, now can I have a discussion or motion first to accept both candidates?
Okay. I move that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education does hereby grant tenure to Tara Camo Hart, school social worker, effective date August 31st, 2015.
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any minutes? The ayes have it.
Congratulations.
One more.
And then we have one more.
Yes.
Upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, be it resolved that the Board of Education does hereby grant tenure to Felice LaPietra, English teacher, effective date August 31st, 2015.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. There you go. The ayes have it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We are going to take a quick break during this meeting, congratulate our candidates, and there's cake there and some refreshments that everyone's welcome to. Obviously, we'll ask the two to take their first, cut the first slice with Mr. Strada. So congratulations and help yourselves.
Session and come back and do public comment, which will probably be you. Okay. Right. We have to take care of this matter first.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll do the afterwards.
Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
They're like, sure.
Exactly.
Tell one of the little guys, so sure.
We'll stop after this.
How are the girls?
They're good.
You had them on Saturday?
I did.
Oh, good.
They did great.
Yeah.
Everyone was so excited they got past the zombies, so it was very cool.
I saw the tweet. I was
getting it was very cool. I don't tweet. I do hit Facebook, but I don't tweet.
Well, I only just started tweeting because there's been so much going on with NYSET, and we've had the whole site set up. All kids need, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's what all mine is. My tweets consist of retweeting somebody else's.
That's how it works.
I'm not creative enough, and every time I go to post, I'm like, oh, somebody could take that the wrong way. Oh, somebody could take that the wrong way.
I know. Well, and especially when you got 140 characters, in paring things down, sometimes you can say something the wrong way. So I don't even want to go there. That'll be the end of me. So. This is nice cake.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm too much of a I keep going back and forth in my head. It's like, well, yes, I could deprive myself of things. Maybe I did. And I knew for sure I was going to have 5 years.
I don't know.
I was going to have 5 months. I enjoy myself for the next 10 years instead.
I was looking at something last night with my wife. It was something that showed 1988 some song came out.
Yeah.
I said to her, do you know it was 27 years ago? I don't know. She was fainted.
It's sad. It's really sad.
I can't believe 1988 was 27 years ago. Holy crap.
I started feeling old when my friend's like niece, who I knew like when she was two and I didn't see for a long time, and then she was married, had kids, and I thought, okay, this is why people start feeling old when they run into it. It's exactly what it is.
Well, I'm right at the stage right now where the fifth grade children that I taught are having children and they're starting to go to school.
Yeah.
So,
honestly, I keep saying, and it is the honest truth, because I was a kid. When I was 13, I was probably acting more like 30 than most 30-year-olds do. And I haven't felt substantially different since then, aside from the body falling apart.
Right. I have one for right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, we approved changing the order.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, so. Yeah, I see. Okay, perfect.
Maybe just under your, you could.
That's perfect. Okay. I'd like to have a motion to move out of public session to exec session to discuss a particular personal matter.
Make a motion to move out of exec session.
Okay. Motion is made.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
You guys have it? Okay. We'll go into the computer room next door.